This is the Aftermarket Radio Network. Welcome, Carm Capriotto, the Service Aftermarket's podcast pioneer. Join me each week for aftermarket insights from my guest host and an industry first, a virtual shop tour. Use the industry's premier podcast as your personal networking resource. And as always, know that you'll learn one thing. The video for this show is on the Aftermarket Weekly page on remarkableresults.biz or on my YouTube channel. Aftermarket Weekly, we do it live. I think you all know that. Tuesdays at 12 noon Eastern. Glad to have you here. This is the show where we actually bring on a really good guest, always a great guest. And we just talk stuff, things that are going on inside of his world or the aftermarket or even trending. And then we see a shop tour. And in this particular case, we're going to see a shop tour with my friend, Craig Noel. He's going to be my guest host and our shop tour. Hey, I'm home. We were this past weekend at ASTE in Cray, North Carolina, with the great, incredible group, the Independent Garage Owners of North Carolina. I had a blast. Great seminars. I met so many great people. It was, for many, 17 months since they've been out and hung out in this live event. And the hats off to Tricia Sowles for a great event. And we walked away with so many interviews that you'll hear over the next coming months. It was great. So Craig, we're going to get a shop tour of your wonderful place, Sun Automotive, Springfield, Oregon, 4 locations. Which one are we going to see, man?
This is Springfield. Funny, because I was going to say, so that is the old picture, which is, we need to update that. However, when you see the shop tour, you're going to see what we did. We literally raised the roof, so it's going to be fun to show you some pictures.
Oh, cool. All right. Well, so we have a before and an after thing going.
We do. We do.
We're coming to you live from the Dorman OE Fix Studio, which sometimes it is always commonly referred to as the Carm Cave. The Carm Cave. Hey, how's business, my friend?
Oh, my gosh. Look, I'm not sure about everybody else in the country from the people that I've talked to, but we're 3 weeks booked out. We have not stopped for the last 8 months. It's I'm blessed, but as you've probably heard, Carm, you know, everything from parts supply issues to everything else, it's creating some interesting things. But we are blessed and we are busy.
I'm glad to hear that you're busy. Are you worried that 3 weeks is too far and you may lose an appointment or two out there?
Yes. However, we're getting a lot of those calls back because they say, well, the other shops are the same, so book me an appointment. I feel comfortable about that. But we're kind of doing things almost like a triage in an emergency room. So, I mean, we're trying to keep those breakdowns going and then, you know, squeezing in some maintenance. So people have been extremely patient and understanding. So we're good.
So what things have you changed inside the business? Are you promising same day or are you looking at, like you say, the triage and say, look, at this is going to be a couple of days. Are you okay? We'll get you an Uber home.
Ooh, I'm going to shoot you a curveball on the answer because we've talked about this in the past. No, we're not promising the same day because the events that are up in front of us right now are dictating that we, the industry, need to slow down a little bit so we don't make this easy. So no, we're not necessarily promising the same day. We're just communicating very clearly and effectively.
Well, thank you for that. I think it was you that you and I got together, and I think we did talk about that. And ever since, I continue to ask that of people. And when I did a show at Town Hall Academy a while back with the suppliers, and they were telling us about all of their challenges that were going on with them, you know, I think I took your idea, Craig, and or got my little, you know, soapbox going and suggested that we need to slow it down a moment. And when you do that, you know, when you slow it down a bit, sometimes the average repair order goes up too.
It certainly does. And I certainly would like to see our advisors deal with 8 cars versus 15 cars a day, wouldn't you not? So that's a blessing.
Well, thank you for that real quick trending thought. And again, we want to thank our partner Dorman for sponsoring the show. Hey, we all know that fixing cars is different than how the OE builds them. Now take fuel lines, for instance. Fuel lines run and rust along with the chassis of the vehicle by nature. Now, especially in the colder months, trucks can be exposed to snow, salt, or rain, causing failure due to the corroded fittings, deterioration in the line. Now, to help you in your wallet, Dorman Products team of engineers have redesigned the typical fuel line. Introducing Dorman's flexible stainless steel braided fuel lines. Made from braided stainless steel over flexible PTFE tubing, this upgraded material features a corrosion-resistant design. Each fuel line is an exact fit with the dimensions of each application. Now, improved durability is the highlight of this new design. This innovation is a Dorman OE fix, which means it's something that the original manufacturer doesn't offer. These fuel lines are quality assured and backed by their team of product experts and more than a century of automotive experience. Hey, want to learn more about Dorman's innovations? Visit dormanproducts.com/tour. Thanks again, Dorman. Hey, go to my website. Some great episodes with Craig Noel. Unbelievable stuff. Type in just Craig Noel in the search box and listen to all the great stuff that we've done together. Hey, coming up this Friday, Town Hall Academy, addition by subtraction, fire a bad apple. Sometimes 3 - 2 still equals 2. And I've been there, trust me, and I get that. So we've got a great panel coming up. Well, look at Craig. I know you're big in education. I want everyone to listen intently and get them to understand it's so much our job to seed our future.
You know, the young people coming up in our industry, we need to make sure we're unloading all of that knowledge as quick as possible into their noggin. I say that lightly and in jest, but I mean it really sincerely, because back in the day, it used to be books are over there, young buck, you know, go ahead and learn it the hard way. No more is that the case. I think everybody has adapted to, we got to get these young folks up and ready to go as soon as possible.
What are you doing about it?
So we have, fortunately, for the last 7 years now, had an apprenticeship program internally. We're the only one in the in my area, independent-wise, that has that. And we have fortunately graduated 6 people from that. Currently, I have 1 apprentice per location. I have 4 locations. If it was not for the way that I have been utilizing that program, I don't know where I would be right now, just because of the sheer lack of technicians, as we all know, that are out there.
So here's the key. You got to talk to the kids in high school. You got to talk to the teachers, and you got to get the ear of the counselors. Tell us, get us, motivate us to make that step and how to do this.
Well, I'll tell you what I just got done doing, as I kind of expressed to you. So 2 things. 1, the first thing I wanted to know was, right now, what is the school system doing to turn the light on to young people relative to the service trade industry? So I met with the head of counselors of our local school district, and I started to ask those probing questions. But before I did that, I tried to start to paint a picture for them to understand what right now is happening with the delay of getting a vehicle repaired. And that means that, look, it's not like a doctor. You make the appointment, you make it to the appointment, and you go to the appointment. Between the time you make the appointment and the time you get your car back could be a month right now. So if we're talking about a month to 2 months without a vehicle, I mean, what does that look like for people that may not have 2 and 3 cars, right? So I was trying to paint a picture for them about the urgent need right now for what we've got, which is a lack of hands on the amount of cars we have to work on. So when I started to talk to her about this, she said, we're already introducing the service trade industry about the sophomore year to try to turn the light bulb on to kids that want to look at this as now a profession. And so that's where I started to engage with her about what I think needs to happen to be able to ignite these kids as to what's available for them. And I described it to her this way. I said, no longer should our profession be a plan B, because as we talked about, I think on the last interview, Carm, you know, the Apollo rocket had 10 million line codes in it, and the current car today, 2021 vehicle today, has 100 million line codes. Well, so aren't we producing automotive engineers at this point? So, you know, we've talked about this in the past, but I think that this is a great professional option now for kids. And so we've developed the interest now for her to want to bring in about 10 of her top counselors into one of my shops so that we can have an actual hands-on kind of educational moment, so that we can kind of start to plant the seed about the importance and the option of the service trade industry.
So you had no pushback when you spoke to a counselor and said, I want teachers to come into my shop, and frankly, I'm going to dazzle them with the technology that we need to use and the vehicles have to show that this is really skilled trades going forward.
It is. And to understand what a young person can do, either maybe through an apprenticeship program and or right out of vocational training school, you can make a great income and not have the debt load from a 4-year school. So, yeah, it's a great deal. They were all ears, by the way. No pushback. It was wonderful. It was good. It was good.
There's a couple of things that I think are important. We got to be running good businesses, and we've got to pay our people good. We've got to have good benefits. And if not, what's going to happen is the teachers are going to ask you this. How much can they make? Are there any benefits? What's a long-term opportunity for them to grow inside your business? You've got to be able to have answers for that, Craig.
Absolutely. And I think one of the biggest ones that gets thrown into that mix is what's your culture, right? What's your culture like? Is the environment that they're going to work in 80% of the time a happy place? Because we spend more time with our work families than we do with our home families. So I think the culture that we create is going to be equally as important.
Great, great point. Let's talk about the six apprentices that you have inside the business, because you've been working hard on building that, watering your own seeds. The long-term tenured technicians that you have, they obviously were mentors along the way. But where do you see their role as we continue to bring youth up in the business?
The discussion right now is happening amongst the pro service colleagues, where we are actively creating an extended role for those technicians that are, we're going to call it technically retired from using the hands, but we think that there's so much up here to pass on. I think that if we're going to be effective business owners, we need to capture the intelligence and the experience that these guys have and pay it forward. So I think that there's more of a lab coat kind of a position that we need to create within the company so that we're ahead of the curve. I think that it's just going to be a necessity for top shop owners.
Great point. I love it. Well, you know, thank you for all that. I think the motivation that's necessary. And again, let's remind everyone that Craig sees the high school issue that's important at that high school level. Now, I'm an advisor at post-secondary at college, and I just want to motivate anyone who's listening, speak to the counselors, speak to the teachers at high school, bring them in to see your place, but also spend some time on a board at a college, an advisory board, because those graduates that come out can still work inside your shop. We need to recruit them. Typically, the dealers are taking most of those students, and the stats are, at least at our school, is that 2 years later, 50% of them are gone. We know a lot of the reasons why. But the independent voice also has to be very strong in post-secondary at college. Well, hey, thanks so much for that. We needed that boost, and I appreciate that. There's a person who's doing it, Craig Noel, out in Oregon. So thanks for recording this video for us, Craig, and we're going to get ready to show it, and we'd love to have you narrate it.
Yeah, so it's kind of neat. You can see by the intro of the show today where the roof was only about 2 feet above the doors there. So we literally expanded our roof 5 feet. We raised the roof. With that, we did a lot of stuff inside as well. As you walk in here, for me, the customer needs to be overwhelmed with what do they see, what do they feel, what do they hear, what do they touch. So smells, visuals, you'll see I have nothing that talks about $79.95 oil changes. It's all about environment. I want it to feel like a really comfortable den or something of that nature. So we introduced a little bit of, you know, neat automobilia, vintage stuff. That's an original gas pump, the original store back in 77. All of those are independent kiosks. It's very quiet. It's just a nice environment for the customer. So that's our showroom right there.
Very nice. Very comfortable looking. Very professional. Many waiters today?
We don't have many waiters. We encourage everybody to get back with their life. We try to make sure that the experience is as painless as possible. So we try even not to schedule waiter oil changes. We do. We don't discourage it, but we try to help them along with their life. So they much appreciate that.
Is that a stainless steel door?
Yeah, just a stainless steel little covering right there. We're going into we work on a couple of vintage things here, so we have fun with that. That's one of our really good customers. That is my main diesel tech right there, Dave Lloyd, about 6'4", squeezing into that little wheel well right there, but that's one side of the shop. As we go through the other side, you'll see how it extends all the way through. We've got four bays right there, a little parts room back in the back. I think we're going to head to the parts room. Tracy demanded I go into that room, so I went right on in there. So gave her a picture of that, and as we go in through the outside, we incorporated an interesting awning because of the truss design so that we can have some covered spots for a big four-post drive-on hoist on those big trucks that keep the tech out of the rain if we have to do something. So this is that little quick little exit into that little four-post drive-on. So that's kind of the end of our lot. And as I circle back around...
So that is outdoors, right, Craig?
Yeah, that's now outdoors. So see how we looped around? There's the front door. Yeah. So that's how long my facility is. And these are some of the bays towards the end of the shop. We have a sunken alignment rack we can pull on the lowest vehicle known to man if we need to. That is a Lincoln Continental on airbags. So we're doing alignment on that one, and it went right on there. So we had some fun putting that down on the concrete. And we loop back around to my, we call, this is the NASA Launch Center right here. This is my ace foreman, Kevin. He is Mr. Technology, and all my guys are super clean and organized. And again, as the customers are walking past the bays, I want them to, you know, have their uncle bring their Porsche here. So that means that the Nissan Titan needs to look as protected as the Porsche. So I want fender covers. I want everything high and tight. That's Morgan right there. If you back up a teeny bit with the beard on, that is Morgan. He is the apprentice at my Springfield location. He is the one that is teamed up right next to Kevin, my foreman, and that's how we pair them up. I spoil the apprentices rotten. I make sure that they have tools. They have Makita battery rechargeable stuff. I want them to feel like they're efficient from day one. And he is just an absolute delight to have. He was at Goodyear. They didn't want to see him go take an ASE test. I don't understand it. And so he came aboard with us, and he is already up to speed with taking his ASEs. He's just a sponge with technology. He already does engine pulls. I mean, he's remarkable. He's like a Doogie Howser. So just fortunate. You never know who you're going to get.
Wow, that is such a great discussion about that young man. You found him from Goodyear.
He was at Goodyear. So I have a commercial that actually airs locally. It talks about, you know, us, who we are. We're looking for good people, and I want you to retire with us. And his wife said, you've got to go talk to Sun Automotive, and you might be able to expand your horizons and your education. And sure enough, he did. He came knocking at the door. This is the coffee bar for the employees. So we spoil them. They can come in here and have a K-cup and go to work. And now we're back in the waiting area.
So let's stop that video for a moment. So you've got bays on both left and or the right side of the sir. Okay. And eight altogether?
No. So actually, we didn't go to the far end, which is actually my diesel, a diesel area, which has got two more stalls. I have a total of 10 plus the outside drive-on hoist. So I've got like 11 racks.
The weather in Oregon can handle that outdoor?
Yes. We see a lot of rain. It's raining here today. But, yep, we can handle it. Everything is covered, and we do well. This used to be my office, but I moved it home and gave them this for their lunchroom. So lunchroom, training room.
So when you say it was your office, was this your original place, Craig?
No. So this was the original location is down at the Oregon University of Oregon campus area. It's a little gas station that was converted over in 1977. We still have it today. As a matter of fact, I was here before I drove back home for the show today. But the Springfield is our second in the line of stores purchased. So we've had Springfield, 27, 30 years.
Your last purchase, how long ago, or your last expansion, your fourth store, how long ago was that?
January 1st this year during COVID, my friend, store number 4, and it shot off like a rocket.
Good for you. Store number 5.
In the talks potentially with maybe a Salem location.
Well, great. Good for you. Yeah. You got this down now. You know how to bring them on and launch them, right?
Yes. Yep.
And it's not hard, is it?
It's a pleasant challenge. I like connecting with people. So it's a matter of just being out there and being genuine. It's like cracking a rock, Carm. Time and pressure, and you'll get it.
Great answer. I knew that I asked you a very facetious question. So great answer.
Can I get this in here real quick?
Yeah.
So what we decided to do with the counselors is that if they get buy-in, we're going to have a vehicle fixed by students, and we're going to give the vehicle away. I'll keep you posted.
Perfect. Oh, and by the way, did we talk about the fact that you need to bring these instructors and these counselors to your place?
Yes, we are going to bring the top 8 to 10 counselors into one of my facilities to have an educational kind of an evening and learn. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we did talk about that. Man, I had a great time. Thank you so much for being here. And don't forget, we repurposed the podcast out on there. It's on YouTube right now. As soon as we're done, it'll be on Saturday morning on your favorite podcast listening app. It was great. Great to have Craig Noel from Sun Automotive, Springville, Oregon, 4 locations. His philosophy on the young people that we need to bring in here. Hey, thanks. Have a great week, Craig. Appreciate you being here, man.
You betcha. Take care, as always.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.